Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And we've got Jason Engineering at the Center of Free Speech in the United States of America, Genesis Communications Network. And Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. America's only full-time radio broadcast correspondent. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, I'm doing really well. I'd like to start out by acknowledging something that has been going on for years and years and years and years. And We have a detractor, and this detractor absolutely, positively is addicted to listening to USA Prepares and can't help but bash us on every occasion. Doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter who is the instructor. It doesn't matter whether I'm solo or another instructor is side by side with me or another instructor is running by him or herself. It doesn't matter. This detractor trades. He doesn't even use his real name. He trades by the name Magenta 408. Now, it used to just be Magenta 408, but then he got banned from posting on the internet, so he had to change his name to Magenta 408. So it'd be like Steve 408, and then it's Steve 408. So here's his latest bash. And he says, number one, Zero Hedge, two, investmentwatchblog.com, blacklisted news, number three, whatreallyhappened.com, four, Lou Rockwell, five, globalresearch.ca, number six, viableoppositionblogspot.com, number seven, some guy on another network, I happen to know this guy, but I'm not going to mention his name, number nine, ibtimes.com, 10, slaynews.com, and then it says, don't waste your time, don't waste your limmy, can't even, this guy can't spell, L-I-M-I-E-D, limited hours here, I think he meant limited, don't waste your limited hours here, number 11, corbettreport.com, number 12, ANC report. Now, so this was in response to an archive of USA Prepares that Ron Gibson posts on his BitChute channel. And Ron Gibson used to post on YouTube for years and years and years and years. And this guy, Magenta 408, who is also known as Magenta 408, would post on YouTube and BitChute on the Ron Gibson channel. Well, I'd had it with this guy. Because here he is, he's bashing us on a guy's channel, Ron Gibson's channel, who takes his valuable time and posts radio broadcasts that he thinks are noteworthy. And those are the Alex Jones broadcast, Mike Rivero's What Really Happened broadcast, and USA Prepares. So Ron Gibson takes his time, cuts the commercials with my permission, and posts them on his BitChute channel, because we got thrown off YouTube with the help of Mike Rivero. And so the last straw was, here's a guy who goes onto a channel and says, don't waste your time here. Why would he do that? I mean, that's like the kiss of death, right? For being allowed to post. So I sent an email to Ron Gibson. I said, Ron, would you... Now, I know Ron. I've had lunch with Ron. He lives in the Carolinas. He's a great, great guy. He really is. And so I said, Ron, would you consider blocking comments for USA Prepares? Here's why. And then I listed exactly what I just read to you. You know what? There are no comments for Magenta 408. So Magenta 408 just took himself off the internet on these channels. Well done, Magenta 408. This guy is addicted to listening to us, and yet he can't say good things about us. He's bashed my mother, my father, our children. He's never met any of them. He doesn't know what they look like. And yet, he must be a paid troll. He must be someone who just is hired to do this, to get people to think that we do something other than what we do. All of us are volunteers. Nobody gets paid. We do it because we think people would benefit from our experience, our knowledge, first-hand knowledge. Many of us are authors, not all of us, but many of us. Some of us are patent holders. Some of us are PhDs. Many of us have advanced degrees, whether they be from a formal institution or advanced knowledge based on practical experience. But all of us volunteer, and this guy just can't resist bashing us, bashing us, bashing us. So I just wanted to let Magenta 408 know that was the last straw. And if he wants to know why he was bashed, it's because he inflicts evil every day. And there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. If he doesn't like USA Prepares, it's really easy. I don't like Disney. And guess what? Guess what? I don't go to Disney. I don't watch Disney movies. I don't like Elon Musk. And I have reasons for this. Disney is an enabler of perversion. They have National Homo Day. That's enough for me to not want to participate in anything they do. They have these cartoons, and they have sexual innuendos that are subliminal cuts. I wouldn't let a child watch anything from Disney just because I don't know where their subliminal cuts all are. I know some of them are. So I don't feed the machine that is trying to destroy the United States. And Magenta doesn't even live in the United States. Or he talks about your country, meaning America. So it's not his country. Maybe he does live here. Maybe maybe someone left the back door open and he came in. But he's not an American. He doesn't have our values. He bashes America whenever he can. And he bashes USA Prepares, which is American and Australian. I think it's important to read the news. I think it's important to do your own research. And I think it's important to discern who the good guys and who the bad guys are. And I would not put Magenta 408 in the good guys column. As a matter of fact, some people who are on some of the forums or post comments, even bash Magenta. Like, what's the matter with you? Why do you continue to do this? And of course, he has no comments. So I know USA Prepares is not for the weak. I know that. We don't want to be for the weak. We've never said, all you weaklings, just line up and we're gonna help you. No, you have to be mentally fit and mentally strong and have the desire to do better. Whatever your station in life is at the moment, if you want to do better, yeah, we're for you. But for those weaklings and politicians and lawmakers and lawbreakers, we're not for you. We're for people who actually want to do it the right way, the honest way. We're not out for cheating, lying, obfuscating, confusing, misrepresenting, hoodwinking. We're not for that. We abhor that. So, Magenta 408, we hope, I hope, that you find happiness in your life. I hope that you find goodness in your life, and you just help rather than bash, trash, slash, bust, and burn everything around you. Gwyneth, any comments? You've heard me talk about this parasite for years, right?
Yep. I'll tell you what, this is really interesting because in my personal life there's a situation where there's somebody who's in real life saying things against me. And I just found out about this. I contacted a mutual friend and I know for sure that this person said this. And, contacted this mutual friend and said, I don't want to have anything to do with so-and-so anymore. Can you get a message to them? And my mutual friend said, oh, I don't believe they would have said that. And I just sort of didn't really say anything in response, you know. But I know the word will get back to them because I sent the word back to them. And I know that they'll come back to me, and they'll say, oh, no, we didn't say anything at the source. And then I'll say, but you did. And they'll go, no. And then they'll, because it's a religious person, they'll probably say something like, you must have a demon for believing that. Believe it or not, religious people still say that. Can you believe that people have been saying that for 2,000 years since?
Well, I've heard it myself. I have heard people use the word demon. I've heard the people use the word devil.
Yeah.
Flip Wilson, the comedian.
Have you ever experienced anything that I've done that has been designed to?
I didn't hear all of what you said. Designed to harm what? I'll tell you what. When we come back.
Yeah.
When we come back from.
To harm anyone.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gwyneth. I can say. I'll give you my answer on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's live in Australia. She asked me a question, paraphrasing, have I ever heard Gwyneth say anything relating to harming someone? The answer is no. I have never heard that, not privately and not on the broadcast classroom, USA Prepares. I've never heard it. Now, if she had said something that she advocated harming someone, she would not be an instructor. Okay? Those are strong words. They're absolutely true. But let me say this. There have been people who have tried to call USA Prepares to let the class think, believe, and be hoodwinked into thinking that COVID is fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS. I have maintained, and I still maintain, that COVID is absolutely real, deadly, debilitating, and expensive. But even more deadly and more debilitating and more expensive is the jab. And as a matter of fact, Republic Broadcasting Network threw me off the air and the rest of the instructors because I would not yield to saying or allow them to say or allow them to try to convince me that COVID is fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS. Let me give you some numbers. Edward Dowd report has said that the estimated human cost of, in 2022, U.S. vaccine damage report for 2022, 26.6 million injuries, 1.36 million disabilities, 300,000 excess deaths. That's the human cost. The estimated economic cost is $147.8 billion. That is comprised of $89.9 billion in injuries, $52.2 billion in disabilities, and $5.6 billion in excess deaths. Those are the numbers, as reported by Edward Dowd. So, in terms of advocating violence, we don't do that. We predict that it's coming, and it will come. Not because we're advocating it, but because historically it's happened over and over and over and over again. There comes a point in governments where they just push and push and take and take and try to steal people's hard-earned wherewithal, and then the people push back. And eventually there's a boiling point, a breaking point. Someone says, go, and then the revolution or the civil war starts. It happened in the colonies, the original colonies. They resisted. The British wanted more and more and more from the colonists, and the colonists resisted, and then there was a revolution. And the interesting thing about the first American Revolution is that at the very beginning they said, the British are coming, the British are coming. Well, who said that? The British. The British said that because the colonists were British. It's like saying, we're coming. Here we are. But what they meant was the other British. The ones that wanted to use the colonists for wealth. And the colonists didn't like that. So, in terms of advocating harming anyone, that's not allowed here at USA Prepares. I was talking with a gal yesterday afternoon. And she's a realtor. And I invited her to teach here at USA Prepares. And I said, you know, we were talking about honesty and dishonesty. And I could tell that, well, she was actually being interviewed by me, but I don't think she knew that. It was about a property. There's a property right down the road from us. One of your instructors was convinced into taking the jab. His name was Stuart. Stuart was a truck driver, and he traveled all over. And he wasn't on very many times, but he was a neighbor. There's a couple farms down the road on the same road as us. His farm was for sale, and I thought one of our class might want to buy his farm because several months after he passed away, it became available on the market. Well, sign went up, and the farm was under contract within, I guess, a day or two, maybe three. It sold very, very quickly. So it's not available, but I was thinking maybe one of our class might want to buy it. That's why I called this realtor. And there's so much dishonesty. And I could tell she was one of us, an honest person.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Busy day today in the White House. President Biden hosts the Summit for Democracy virtual plenary on democracy, delivering on global challenges. That will take place in the South Court Auditorium. Biden will then host a bilateral meeting with President Alberto Fernandez of Argentina. That will take place in the Oval Office. Then Biden will host a reception celebrating Greek Independence Day in the East Room. This week marks the 44th anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant accident in Pennsylvania.
Federal nuclear experts say it was the most serious accident of a U.S. commercial nuclear power plant. A combination of equipment failure and operator error led to a partial meltdown of one of the plant's reactors, which resulted in the release of a small amount of radioactive material at the Three Mile Island power plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in March of 1979. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thank you, Skip. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Val, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I'll get off this topic in just a second, but you just heard an advertisement here on the Genesis Communications Network brought to you by AAA. And it's about road rage. And it's about people, and I've experienced road rage. I mean, there are people who are absolutely crazy behind the wheel of the vehicle, and they're pushy, and they take chances, and they put a lot of us at risk. And it's not like they're going to a hospital. It's not like it's an emergency vehicle. It's just pushy people who think that they're more important than everybody else. And an example of that on the radio would be Magenta 408. He's pushy, and he decides that he's just going to bash, you know, others. And it's not just USA Prepares he bashes. He bashes other people on the radio, too. And then getting back to us being removed from Republic Broadcasting, I heard the broadcast with John Stadtmiller and another guy, Steve Elkins. They've both been to our house. Steve Elkins was in a guest here, and he turned against me. I don't know why, but he did. And so he convinced John Stadtmiller to remove USA Preparers from, this is my belief, from Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's because they said that I refused to learn that COVID is fake fraud and to use their term BS. Now, this is our fourth year going into COVID. Class, let me ask you this. Was COVID fake fraud and BS? Of course not. It was a man-made biological weapon. It was absolutely, positively real. And I asked Dr. Sheely on the air, I said, Dr. Sheely, I'm paraphrasing, so if COVID is a man-made bioweapon, and if the immunization is an immunization against the bioweapon, wouldn't the immunization be an injectable of the bioweapon? And he said, yeah, that's right. So obviously the injection did more damage than the original aerosol version or the touch version or the get it on your hands and rub your face version or get blasted by a sneeze version of COVID. But COVID is man-made. It's a bioweapon. It was developed in China with funding from the United States government. It's all been reported. All of everything I'm saying has been reported. And even the New York Times has come out against Fauci for his lies. And all of this was covered in USA Prepares. All of this. So while we're saying it's real, there's a whole network saying it's fake fraud and to use their term BS. The reason I'm saying all this is we don't advocate violence. But what's happening is people are following talking mouthpieces and they're believing what they say. Have you ever checked the credentials of any of the people that you follow in the media? Have you ever done that? I am here to say that some of the people in the media embellish their vitae, their resumes, their experience profiles. They claim they've done things that they really haven't done. It's true. Because I've caught them at it. I've caught them at it. And they've even admitted to me, yeah, I embellished my resume. So let me ask you this. What's the difference between USA Prepares and other broadcasts? Most other broadcasts are relating to people who have read the news and regurgitate the news and maybe give opinions on what they have read. USA Prepares, well, of course we read the news. We would be deficient in our responsibilities had we not read the news. We read the news many times every day and have for years and years and years. And we tell you what we've learned, what we believe is true in the news, and then what you can do about it based on our personal experiences. How many gals do you think there are in broadcasting that can tell you how to rebuild a nickel iron battery? There's only one. That's Gwyneth Isaacs. How many gals do you think do her own wiring, her own meat slaughtering, her own vegetable gardening? How many people do you actually think live off the land like Gwyneth Isaacs? There's only one Gwyneth Isaacs. And she does not advocate violence. So.
I have, Vincent. I have, however, threatened to sue certain people who attempted to rob me of my land into bankruptcy.
Of course. Of course. And who wouldn't?
And they were in the wrong. That is the closest I have ever come. That's not physical harm. But if they hadn't tried to rob me of my land, I wouldn't feel the need to threaten to sue them.
Well, a suit is not violence.
A widow's farm by fraud, that even upsets the Almighty God. That's the same crime as Nabal with Jezebel and Ahab robbing Nabal of his vineyard, and he wasn't even a widow, and that was God declared that Jezebel would be eaten by dogs because of that, and that Ahab would die in his chariot, and that the dogs would lick his blood. That was God's sentence on Ahab and Jezebel for robbing Naboth of his vineyard. To rob a widow of her farm. I am a widow. My husband died. To rob a widow of her farm is right up there with the very worst things you can actually ever do. Because this farm is all I have. It is what I rely on for my sustenance. It's my very life. I get up in the morning, and that 10 or 15 minutes before I wake up is filled with, what am I going to do today? I'm not even kidding. So much things to do. I have to make a queue for all those tasks. And to think, well, this job really needs doing, but this side is this other one. And, boy, I better get on to this task and that task. But then there's this other thing as well. That is my thought in the 10 or 15 minutes before I'm fully awake in the morning. And then I wake up, and it's like, oh, I've got to get up now, don't I? You know what I mean? And that's just how it is. And what you're saying about vegetables and killing my own meat, I killed a chicken this morning. It's boiling in the pot on the stove now. And I'll make it in, and it's making up a chicken broth. And I'll make it into a full-on soup tomorrow. You know, I'll cut up vegetables when I get up. And I'll make up some flatbread while I'm cutting up the vegetables. I'll make up some flatbread, and then that will be my lunch tomorrow. So I've got tomorrow's lunch boiling on the stove now, and it's 1:43 in the morning. So how's that? What you're saying is absolutely true. That's my life. And I don't know if should I go into how I put together another off-grid electrical supply.
Yeah, yes. Mrs. Finelli was in the kitchen this morning, and she saw an email from you. I was doing some things, getting ready for the broadcast, and yeah, we're busy here at the farm. We don't have any extra time to just eat bonbons and relax. So it's work. But we want to do it. Okay, so it's, although it's effort, to us, it's enjoyable work. Well, she said, Gwen sent you an email, and I said, can you open that for me, please? And so she opened it, and there was a picture of an off-grid system that you're working with. Yes, and so I'm aware of that. I saw one picture that you sent me. Please describe it, and if you want my opinions, and I'll be glad to share them with you.
Okay, now, this off-grid system was made mostly from bits and pieces that I had around the place anyway. I had a gel deep cycle battery. That's a 135 amp hour gel type chemistry deep cycle battery. And I had one almost brand new solar panel, which was 165 watts or thereabouts. And I had three old solar panels, which are 80 watts each. So that'll bring down the voltage of the new panel to 80 watts. Okay. But I thought, well, that might still be worth it to hook up the three old panels in parallel with the one new panel, to get the charge I need. So I said, yeah, I can do without the extra voltage on that panel. And I had a charge controller, and I had, and one of my neighbors had helped me out with a 12-volt, 3,000-watt inverter to convert 12 volts to not 240 volts, but 125 volts. And I don't know why it converts to 125 instead of 240. But it must be something that he got from America or had posted to him or something. I don't know where he got it. But anyway, he couldn't use it. He realized that I needed some help, and so he decided to help me, and I said, oh, thank you. So I wired them all up together, and now I have charging for my laptop computer. And I have charging for my USB lights. That means that they don't flick off after just a few hours, but they like actually go all night long. And I have a pumping for a well pump that sits in my water tank that pumps water from my water tank up to a gravity pressure tower, a gravity tower. So whereas you have a well pump and it pumps into like an air pressure tank, right? And that's what provides the water pressure to your tap. Okay. I've got a well pump in this water tank, but this type of well pump is designed to pump water from the bottom of a well up to a gravity tower. And for the water to flow down from the gravity tower to whatever needs water pressure. So I haven't got this well pump in a well. I've got a water tank. And what do you know? It still works. So now I have water back on tap. I have water pressure back in my taps, and I haven't had water pressure in my taps for about 2 or 3 months. Because my 240-volt inverter.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4100. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about Gwyneth's solar system, and she has a 125-volt inverter that converts 12 volts DC into 125 volts AC, and she has multiple solar panels and a charge controller. Gwyneth, I'm not really clear on the solar panels. So you have multiple panels. Are they of different vintages and different brands and different sizes?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
panels. But they're all, when they were new, they were all of the same voltage. But some of these panels, that have to be 20 or 30 years old. So
solar panels lose a couple percent of their ability to generate electricity per year. A couple percent per year. And that's why they say they last about 25 years. I don't know if that's true or not. But what you can do is you can measure the voltage from each one of the panels, you know, disconnect it so there's a one panel at a time, and actually measure the voltage across the positive and negative of each panel, one at a time, connected to a battery, and see how they operate. And what you really want to do is have all of your solar panels at the same voltage. If you have some that are much higher than others, they're going to fight with each other. Now, they do have diodes. Many of them have diodes to prevent the current from flowing backwards, and actually using the solar panel as a load rather than as a power generator. So the plan, I would think, would be to isolate, initially, use all of the best panels you have in parallel, and you're at a 12-volt system. So what is the voltage? Have you measured it from the panels?
I haven't, but by midday, by midday, it charges the battery up to 13 volts.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, it needs to. And that's about right. 13.2 volts is about right. So for a lead acid type battery. It sounds like you're doing the right thing, but you're at your well pump. Did I hear you say it was a 220 volt well pump and you're powering it with 120 or 125?
No,
or is it 12 volt?
It's a 12-volt well pump.
Great, great, okay.
Up to the Chuck solar. And the charge controller that I'm using is the same charge controller that came with the well pump.
Great.
So the well pump came with a charge controller. But it also, this charge controller also had a capacity to wire a 12-volt battery into it. And okay. I initially started by hooking up the well pump to the solar panel that came with the with the well pump and the charge controller that came with the well pump. And it worked. And I thought, beauty, that's great. And then I looked and I sort of noted, I remembered that it had a capacity to hook up a battery. I said, oh, that's right. I've got that gel battery. I'll see if that works. And, of course, it did. And because it was a practically brand new, but it's been sitting around the house for the last 5 years or whatever, but I picked it up in a sale somewhere and said, oh, that might come in handy one day. You know how it is. And picked it up cheap and took it home, put it in a corner and forgot about it. And that was about 5 years ago, or however long it was ago. And, probably even more than that. But anyway, then I thought, gosh, that's good, but there's not quite enough charge going into to run the inverter. And I hooked up the inverter to it, and I said, well, I'll be able to charge my laptop now. And I sort of thought, well, I'll, not quite enough electricity going into that, is there? And then I thought, hang on, I've got those solar panels back there. So I knew that at least one of them was having some problems. So I went through and checked the wiring on all of them, corrected the problem on the one that was having problems. And after that, they were all running at about 8 a.m. in the morning. They were all running at about 9 a.m. in the morning. They were all running at around about 50 watts, which translates to about 80 watts at midday. So, and I checked one of them at midday, and it was coming up at 80 watts. And I said, wow, that's it's not as much as the other panel, but if I hook the three of them up in parallel with that other panel, that the new one that came with the well pump and the charge controller, then it may still be worthwhile. And so all of this took me, in total it would have taken me about 2 or 3 days to do all of this checking of wiring in, building, looking for stuff, and all the rest of it. But is it worth it? Absolutely, definitely. Because now that it's done, it's done. I'd like to comment on this project.
I'm sorry, you'd like what?
I said I'd like your comments on this project after the break.
Okay, sure. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs. Class, you can do it. Gwyneth's doing it. She's leading by example.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.